Even if you're not a big fan of science or engineering, chances are you will have heard of the Large Hadron Collider at CERN in Switzerland. It's all about finding the building blocks of our universe and much, much more. Well, there is an exhibition which tours to give people a better understanding of the collider, of its work, and the science around our molecular build-up in general. But how accessible is it? Joining me to talk a little bit more about this, we have with us Marika Nivan and Chris Edmonds. Marika, thank you for joining us. Tell us a little bit more about your job.
I am a science communicator, so that means that I think of lots of ways to bring science to life.
So the idea is to get people more interested in science. What about the exhibition itself and the ideas around accessibility?
So part of my role at the Museum of Science and Industry was to do the live events programme that accompanied the Collider exhibition. So we got loads of scientists involved, scientists from the University of Manchester and other universities, to come in and talk to visitors. And we also did some fun things. So we worked with the Royal Northern College of Ballet, some young students there, and they created a ballet dance for us where they simulated that they were protons colliding in the Large Hadron Collider. So it was quite playful, but it was all very, very visual. And we had a visitor who was visually impaired, and her partner came to see the exhibition, and they actually complained to the museum that it wasn't very accessible to her. So the exhibitions team came to me and said, you know, we've got this lady and her partner. They are really interested in Collider, but it wasn't very accessible to them. Is there anything that you could do? So I phoned one of the scientists, Rob, from the University of Manchester, asked him to come over and bring some things, some tactile objects that we could use to talk about Collider. And I'd been working with Rob anyway because I had an upcoming exhibition about 3D printing. So he'd already been 3D printing some items for me. So that was like our starting point. And he just grabbed some other things that he could find around the lab. And the two of us walked around the exhibition with them, describing it, and had a sit down with them. And they just asked us a load of questions. And they sort of played with and felt all this stuff that Rob had brought. And they had such a good experience. And one of the main things about it was actually talking to a scientist and being able to actually ask the questions to one of the scientists that's working on the Large Hadron Collider. After we'd done that session with them, Rob and I were like, do you know what? We're onto something here. Particle physics is so visual, but it doesn't have to be. And that's really what sowed the seeds for Tactile Collider.
Chris Edmonds from the University of Liverpool and the Cockcroft Institute is part of the team who've been looking at making the exhibition more accessible. But Chris, you know, tell me first of all a little bit more about the collider itself.
So the collider is a ring of magnets. It is 27 kilometres in circumference and it accelerates these protons at close to the speed of light. In fact, they're going so quickly that in 1 second they could travel around the Earth 8 times, okay? Once we get the particles up to the energy, or this kind of energy, we basically smash them together. They break apart and we learn about the origins of the universe and what we're made up of.
And what do you hope to learn from the collider? That's probably a big question because I'm sure there's discoveries happening all the time. But was there kind of overarching necessity for this?
Well, particle physicists describe the universe by what we call the standard model. And that's a picture of all the particles that we know about that make up the universe. And theoretical physicists, they kind of have ideas about particles that they think exist. So there was a particle called the Higgs boson, which people thought was how particles got mass. But we'd never actually seen this particle. So one of the reasons why the Large Hadron Collider was made was so that we could try and smash the protons together with enough energy that we'd be able to find this particle that we thought existed, but that we never really knew if it did. And we found it. So it was a brilliant achievement to find this new particle, to solve a bit more of the puzzle about what the universe is made of, and to show that actually our theories are correct. We postulated that it was there and then we found it. So we understand a little bit more about the universe and how it's made and how it's created.
How do you go about making something like this accessible? Because it sounds a very visual project.
What we wanted to do is start again from the beginning in terms of communicating science. We are experienced in creating learning experiences for people who don't necessarily have a lot of experience with science. But the way in which this works normally is to use visualizations really quite heavily. this is the first time that people have tried to create this kind of event without using those visualizations. We use a lot of touch, we use a lot of audio. We wanted to create something that was really quite immersive, but also something that reflects the different approaches that people like to take when learning. We met up with a number of people who were visually impaired to try and get an idea as to how they wanted to learn such materials. We went to museums, we went to schools, we invited people to the lab too. And we saw a great range of different approaches. We met people who would like to throw their hands all over an item just to kind of understand what it was, and other people who were really much more conservative, but really preferred the audio aspect, who like to put on a pair of headphones and be immersed in some sort of audio environment. We're looking to combine these two together as part of the tactile event. So we'll have a number of different methods for exploring one concept, just to give people as many opportunities as possible to really understand something.
So if someone came along to the exhibition, Chris, didn't know anything about the Collider, perhaps didn't have a great understanding of the science behind it, what kind of things would they expect to hear or get their hands on?
So this is exactly the kind of audience that we're wanting to appeal to. And what we've designed is something that takes them through the physics of the Large Hadron Collider. So someone will sit down and will have an introduction to the particles. They'll move on to a station on magnets, the magnets that used to steer these particle beams. Then they'll go on to an acceleration station. And finally, they'll learn about the Higgs boson.
Do people come out the other end knowing a little bit more?
Certainly. When people come out at the end of the experience, they seem to know much more about particle accelerators and particle physics in general. We really wanted to create something that was not just accessible, but also welcoming. We wanted people to feel part of this community. And from the feedback we've had, I think we've done this.
Are there plans to grow this or take this on tour further?
Definitely. So at the moment, we have a tour that's underway. We've visited a few schools around the Northwest. We'll be going down to Hereford, where we have our first really large event. Going forward from that, we're in Glasgow and Edinburgh, and then also we're augmenting our existing festival activities. So places like Blue Dot will also have tactile collider-type exhibits there.
And I suppose you would hope that people not just get a better understanding of the Collider, but really perhaps spark a greater interest in science for them or maybe their children or their family as well.
Exactly. We want people to know that science is accessible. One of the things that's really kind of important or fundamental to this project is no one can actually see this stuff. The particles that we're talking about are many orders of magnitude smaller than anything that we can possibly see. And the visualizations we usually use to communicate the science are just one interpretation of the science. Using all these tactile and audio type methods, I mean, this is just as valid a method as anything else.
One thing that was quite striking for me is that, like, no visually impaired people are the same. So everybody likes to learn in different ways and different techniques. So by working with a wide variety of people to develop the project, we hope that we have kind of got something for everyone, and there's something that any visually impaired person can take out of it.
And if people would like to learn more about the Accessible Collider events and perhaps where they're going to be, is there a website or somewhere they can go for more information?
Absolutely. So if you want to learn more, go to www.tactilecollider.uk or follow us on Twitter.
Hugely exciting piece of work. To Chris Edmonds and Marika Navin, thanks to both of you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.